Here's what coaches do. All right. They forecast what the opposition's game plan is going to be against them. So it's called opposition scouting, right? Or self-scouting. And Bill Belichick will have one of his coaches predict the opponent's game plan against them, right? And then he will say, okay, so you think this is what their game plan is going to be against us, and how are we going to counteract that game plan, right? I am going to provide to you, and I'm going to ask you guys the same question at 1-844-477-3776. If you were Ohio State right now, and Lonzo's ears are perking up as a Buckeyes fan, what would be your game plan to beat Clemson? 1-844-477-3776 is the number. Clemson isn't unbeatable. They're very, very good. And I've watched this team. I've seen every single play of the season as the co-host of the postgame show, the fifth quarter show on the Clemson Radio Network. I've seen every single play this team, every single play of this team the entire year. And I'm going to provide for you at this point the blueprint for beating Clemson as I see it, as someone who's watched every single play this year. Are you ready? Lonzo's got his pen. He's got his pencil. And he is ready to go. If you were tasked with doing so, and really, folks, this helps Clemson. Because if you're aware of how people are trying to beat you, you can coach around that. Number one, Tanner Muse got cooked at safety against Virginia. Was beaten time after time after time. And against a school like LSU that has three NFL wide receivers and an elite running back, you're left asking yourself, who are we going to hide Tanner Muse on? So if I'm playing Clemson, I want to see where Tanner Muse is lining up, and I want to try to take advantage of him in coverage. Tanner Muse is a John Lynch-type safety who's a hard hitter, who's very physical, but who has deficiencies in coverage. Number two, I think at the linebacker position, outside of Isaiah Simmons, I don't know if Clemson really has great sideline-to-sideline speed at the linebacker position. I'm talking about Skalski and Smith. I'm not sure if the sideline-to-sideline speed is elite. That poses a problem when you face an Ohio State team that runs a lot of, sideline-to-sideline plays, right? They go sideways and more so than they do vertical. Whether it be wide receiver screens, whether it be options to the side, they get to the sideline real fast in their offense. And I think that could naturally pose a problem for Clemson. I think in the playoff, Clemson may drop Isaiah Simmons back into coverage, and they may have Tanner Muse play more in run support. Isaiah Simmons, winner of the Butkus Award for the nation's best linebacker, many are saying at the National Football League level, projects as more of a safety. So if he can cover at an elite level, which he can, if he can beat Travis Etienne in a 40-yard dash, which he already has, it might make some sense to hide Tanner Muse on defense and to have Isaiah Simmons pick up some of those coverage responsibilities. But if I'm playing against Clemson on the defensive side of the ball, I'm mindful that Clemson doesn't have the pass rush that they had a year ago, that I may not have to have tight ends and running backs. I might not have to play max protect against that defensive line. And if I can take advantage of Clemson's lack of sideline-to-sideline speed, again, with the exception of Isaiah Simmons, who's the best that there is in the sport, you might be able to get some yards there. Sideline to sideline speed, right? Horizontal instead of vertical. I also, now, what if you're on the defensive side of the ball and you're playing against Clemson? What would be the game plan to stop Clemson, one of the most elite offenses in all of college football? How would you stop them? I'm asking you. If you're playing Clemson, what do you do to stop them? Clearly, South Carolina didn't have the answer. To the tune of 62 points, clearly the Hoos, the Virginia, didn't have the answer as well. What do you need to do to stop Clemson offensively? Here's how I see it. Double T. Higgins. He is clearly Trevor Lawrence's favorite receiver. I have two men on T. Higgins the entire game. And I am also stacking the box with eight. And I'm playing a very, very simple defense. You know, I might blitz from time to time, but my base defense is going to be eight in the box with two men on T. Higgins. That's my base defense. I want to take Travis Etienne away in the running game. I want to take T. Higgins away in the passing game. If I've got a corner and a safety on T. Higgins the entire game, if he's being bracketed the entire game, I think Trevor Lawrence is going to have a very difficult time going continuously to his best receiver. And if I'm good enough to make the playoff, I'm also thinking if I've got eight guys in the box, you're going to have a hard time running against me. If you go back to the South Carolina game, that is the one thing that the Gamecocks did effectively against Clemson in that contest. Travis Etienne had, I think, 50 yards rushing in that contest. 3-point-something yards a carry took Travis Etienne out of that game. So for me, the game plan to beating Clemson, in summary, eight men in the box on defense, double-teaming T. Higgins on every pass route, and then on the offensive side of the ball, I am trying to take away what is my perception, Clemson's lack of sideline-to-sideline speed for players not named Isaiah Simmons, linebackers not named Isaiah Simmons. I'm aware that Clemson's pass rush isn't what it once was, and I'm looking for Tanner Muse in the secondary, and I want to abuse him any chance I get. I want to try to confuse the coverage so that I have Tanner Muse defending one of our three best wide receivers, if you're Ohio State or LSU. And that would be my game plan for playing Clemson if I'm Ohio State, if I'm LSU, perhaps in the national championship game. Lonzo, how'd I do?
I think you did pretty good. I don't know about putting eight men in the box, though. How can you put eight men in the box and double team?
Well, you have eight men in the box.
Right.
You're mindful of the play action pass, and you have a safety back there. You've got a corner on him. Yeah, it's creatively done, Lonzo, but you've got to double team T. Higgins on it. How about this? You double team T. Higgins on obvious passing downs.
Okay.
I mean, I consider 2nd and 10, 3rd and 10, 3rd and long, somewhat obvious passing downs. But though that's priority 1 and 2 if you're playing Clemson, right?
No, I agree with you.
You can't have ETN going for his 8.2 yards a carry against you.
I think getting pressure on Trevor Lawrence is the key. I do. I think if you can get him back there, if you can get some guys back there and get in his face, I think he's going to make some mistakes like he did early on in the season. I think later on he's playing better. Why? Because he's playing lesser defenses. And Ohio State, except for that first half against Wisconsin, has played some really, really good defense. So I think, and I agree, you try to take away ETN. I think you got to do that. But I worry about the big plays from Trevor Lawrence. But if you can get pressure on him, I think he's going to make some mistakes. And on the offensive side, I think you got to worry about Justin Fields' running ability. I don't think they've faced a quarterback like him. I think they're more of a big play offense.
Well, Bryce Perkins is a lot like that, actually.
But you also have J.K. Dobbins, who for a while, the beginning of the season, was mentioned for the Heisman. And then they just stopped talking about him.
Because
he's still
running
playing
backs
pretty
well. Don't win the award anymore. Running backs don't win the award. Wide receivers don't win the award. By the way, you can hear the Heisman Trophy presentation right here on ESPN Upstate this Saturday, 7 to 10. We'll also have the Army-Navy game for you this Saturday on ESPN Upstate.
You know, lots of good programming coming up. What I haven't heard is the Clemson perspective about what they're going to do to Ohio State. I know we still got a couple weeks, and I'm curious to hear what Clemson fans think they're going to do. Do they have that confidence, or is this going to be a closer game than what – this should be the better game of the two. It should. Will it be? You know, last time Clemson completely blew out Ohio State, and I don't think it's going to happen this time.
Is Clemson rightfully the favorite in this game?
I think it's a coin toss.
You think it's a coin toss?
I think it's a coin toss.
You think it's a pick'em?
Yes,
and
I
it's
do.
Close to a pick'em. The line is 2 points in favor of Clemson. Clemson's defense has been outstanding, but I almost believe that Ohio State is the most perfectly constructed team to combat Clemson's defense, perhaps even more perfectly than LSU, because of their sideline-to-sideline options and the problems that Justin Fields causes. For a quarter and a half, Bryce Perkins was carving up Clemson in that ACC championship game. And I think if you're a Clemson fan, you had to be thinking to yourself, thinking that LSU would be number one, man, if Bryce Perkins is doing this to us, what is Justin Fields going to do to us next week? Virginia became the first team all season to hang over 300 yards on Clemson. And Ohio State looms. Ohio State looms. How did I do scouting Clemson and in terms of providing a game plan to beat them? What did you think about how I did there?